little red signs all stopped into the asteroids in a row, and they'd rhyme when you went whizzing by in your two-seat sports rocket. They'd say things like this. Well, now dim your lights behind each star and show the folks how bright you are. Burma shave. Well, nobody liked the way I talk, so I went out and I took me a walk. I went to some institution, I got them to teach me elocution. How now, brown cow? Right now, green bull. Thank you. Speaking of bull. When I came out here today, it being raining and all that sort of thing, I really didn't feel too good. In fact, I felt so low I could have sat on a cigarette paper and swung my legs. But you good people have brought me up again, and I'm flying high. I'm here to tell you I ain't felt this good since the last time I saw Still Bill. Now, there was a slow-moving son of a gun. That old boy moves so slow, you had to line him up with a fence post to be sure he was in motion. And besides that, he was sorry. He was so sorry. He was so sorry, he used to save his coffee grounds and boil them out white once a month and eat them for grits. That's sorry. Yeah, he came from a part of the country that the soil was so poor they had to put fertilizer around the telephone poles, talk over the wires. The bottom land was so poor a rabbit had to carry a box lunch to get across the river. Bill was the essence of sorriness. In fact, a mathematician came through town and said that Bill was the square root of sorriness. Bill used to always say, it's always easier to get forgiveness than it is to get permission. His morals weren't loose, they were worn out. Sorry is as sorry does, that's what I always say. And if Bill was a good one to put on airs, he'd hang around Arendelle's Purina store and he'd say, come on out, let me show you my ranch. 2 acres. Let me show you my herd, he'd say. three cow. But Bill was a good midwife. Cow midwife. Had to be a good cow midwife because he was an agribusiness man. Every one of those newborn calves was money in the bank for a man like Bill. Now, he had this old cow. She's about to drop a calf. He heard her lowing one morning, what he called the upper 40. It's a mud hole behind the smokehouse. He got a piece of clothesline, and he went running out there, and he snubbed that cow to the nearest tree, and he got around behind her trying to help her have that calf. Now, the first thing that he noticed was that it was a difficult and a perilous birth because the calf had breached. Well, sir, he tried to get the little feller turned around and coming out head first into the world the way Mother Nature intended, but he had no success. He had no recourse but to take hold of that calf's hind legs and start in to pull it. He's pulling on that calf's hind legs, and that cow's tied to the tree, lowing. Bill's pulling. Now, the interstate highway ran right behind the property at this point. Along comes this college boy driving an MGB.
Boogie, 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 boogie.
Smoking some non-domestic tobacco.
Frisbee, 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 boogie, frisbee, frisbee.
He looks down the field and he sees Bill and that cow. He says, he stops that car and he runs up there. He says, sir, can I help you? Bill says, take a leg, kid, and pull. They pull, and they pull, and that calf came out healthy and capered away. Bill said, boy, I'm much obliged to you for helping me out in my time of need. Is there any way in which I can recompense you for your trouble? The young man said, no, sir. Mister, I wouldn't take nothing for that. I just want to ask you one thing. Bill said, what's that, boy? The young man said, how fast was that little one going when it hit the big one? Well, that's sorrow. This song was written by W.C. Handy. The St. Louis Blues. It had a tango section in it, which was quite an innovation for blues. And the first time I heard it was played by Chet Atkins of Nashville. Have a little fun with it now. See that evening sun go down. Hey, hey, hey. Well, I hate to see that sun go down. They called my baby done gone and left this town. I'd rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log. I'd rather drink muddy water and sleep in a hollow log than to be in Lake City and treated like a dirty dog. Hey, hey, what I say? This has been so fine this afternoon, and thank you again for coming out and staying, and it just gets better every year for me and for all of us. We were sitting back there commenting on that, and the generosity of this audience remains unparalleled. I've never seen anybody who's more willing to get wet while a bunch of clowns stand up here undercover and and carry on. But we'll do it as long as you'll keep sitting out there. And I'd like to invite you to stay tonight, of course, and tomorrow, Memorial Day. And I'd like to close this afternoon out with I'm in a picking mood, so let's close it out with the father of American country music. And if anybody wonders why all of us like country music so much and profess to be folk singers, it's because you can either get folk music out of books, which are apt to be dusty and fusty and inaccessible and inscrutable, or you can get it from country singers, some of them authentic folk musicians, Merle Haggard and Dolly Parton and Lefty Frizzell and Marty Robbins, the list goes on and on. And how about Willie Nelson? Yeah. And how about Jimmy Rogers? Riding on an eastbound freight train, speeding through the night. Hobo Bill, a railroad bum, was fighting for his life. Misery of his eyes revealed a torture of his soul. He raised a weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. Deodolay, deodolay, deodolay. No warm lights flickered around him, no blankets there to hold. Nothing but the howling wind, the driving rain so cold. Heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way. The hobo seemed contented, for he smiled there where he lay. Thank you. Outside, the rain was falling on the lonely boxcar door. And the little form of Hobo Bill they did upon the floor. The train sped through the darkness of the raging storm outside. No one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride. Oh, 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 Hobo, oh, oh, Bill, I'm growing tired of the big city lights, tired of the glamour, and tired of the sights. In all my dreams, I am longing once more back to my home on the old river shore. I am sad and weary everywhere I roam. Miss the Mississippi and you, dear. Mocking birds are singing around the cabin door. Miss the Mississippi and you, dear. Roving this wide world over, always so sad and blue, so blue, longing for my homeland, muddy river shore. Miss the Mississippi in you, dear. Yodelay, 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 Mississippi.
I want to take a quick census here. I want to know if there's anybody in this audience who had never heard Gamble Rogers before. Let's see hands. Well, I hope it won't be your last time. I know I do. She was good. Let me stand by. Good.
Do a song now called Navajo, feature Mr. Wes Laster on the banjo and on the lead vocals on this song. Hope you like it.
coat on the land of Navajo, in the land of Navajo. 100 miles from nowhere, out on the desert sand, one-eyed Jack the Trader held some turquoise in his hand. Now by his side sat Running Elk, his longtime Indian friend, who vowed he would stay by Jack until the bitter end. Now Jack had gambled everything he owned to lead this wandering hunter. He could have had a happy home and tender loving wife. Well, for trading trappers, first for turquoise stones, Jack would blow. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own.
Oh, the wind blows cold.
Said Jack to Running Elk, I've gambled all my precious stones to leave my body here among these bleaching bones. For my time is drawing near and I'm filled with dark regret. My spirit begins to journey as the sun begins to set. We've raped and killed, we've stolen life, we've ruled with guns and knives. Fed horse with whiskey while we stole away your wife. Running Elk said, what's done is done, you white men rule this land. So play your cards face up, play your last mournful hand. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo. In the land of the Navajo. When you're dealing cards with death, Joker's wild, he's as high. Jack hit the Mississippi River, Running Elk raised him the sky. Jack saw Running Elk with the sun and the moon, so he upped him with the stars, Jupiter and Mars. The sun was sinking in the west when Jack drew the ace of spades. Running Elk, his smile slowly passed away. Jack went the setting sun and he tossed them to the sky. And you can hear him make this last mournful cry. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Oh, the wind blows cold in the land of the Navajo.
Okay, we're going to do a song for you now, a medley of two songs, really. First one's called EMD. And the second one's called FOM. So you'll just have to figure it all out. First one is kind of a I think it's a David Grisman song. It's kind of an example of Newgrass. And the other one, I think, is a Marshall Tucker song that we're going to kind of do in our style.
All girls were the evening treat. And the cottages, bloodline, the gutters of the street. The men were shot down for the sake of fun. All just to hear the sound of their horn and voice calling. My widow, she weeps by my grave. Tears flow free from her man, she couldn't save. Shot down in cold blood by a gun that carried fame. All for some use, is no good, worthless thing.